The U.S. State Department is now looking at a Cincinnati mapping system as a way to possibly protect nuclear facilities. Ann Thompson, in Focus on Technology, reports on the system and gives examples of how it's already working.
Assistant Cincinnati Fire Chief Ed Dadosky stands next to the Horseshoe Casino construction site and recalls the morning of January 27th when part of the floor collapsed, injuring more than a dozen people.
At the time, remember, we didn't know how involved the incident was going to be. We had a report initially of 11 people that were injured. That number kept changing.
Police and fire crews were able to get a handle on this accident quickly, thanks in part to a new emergency mapping system, Raven 911, or the Regional Asset Verification Emergency Network. This locally developed computer system figured out the surrounding streets that needed to close. It also took in Twitter feeds.
A lot of intelligence comes from eyewitnesses and bystanders. It's people that are given blatant or just very unedited, unvarnished descriptions of what they've seen. You can gather a lot from some of that information when you look at that and what people are looking at and what they're seeing. That can give you a different perspective.
First responders also used Raven 911 to locate a boat involved in an accident on the Ohio River and to search for missing Terrace Park teen Colin Barton. His body was later discovered along Wooster Pike. For years, following the 2008 windstorm, Hamilton County has been working on this very specialized multi-layer system, according to Emergency Management Agency Director Mike Snowden.
We can tell you in an instant where all the nursing homes are at, where all the schools are at, where all the fire stations are at, where all the fire hydrants are at, where all the sirens are at. These are things not typically found in a normal mapping system.
To give you an example, I sat down with Christine Grimmelsman, a planner with the Cincinnati Metropolitan Medical Response System. She helped design it.
So what we're going to do is we're going to assume that there's been a chemical leak out in the somewhere in our region. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to locate that. We'll get an address via the 911 dispatcher, and I'll go ahead and put that in. So from here, if we wanted to see what exactly are we looking at, we could go to some of our live feeds that we've pulled in. And in this case, we'll do an overview of the building. This is very useful, I understand, with the SWAT team, because it allows them to kind of get a bird's eye view, for the lack of a better explanation, about where points of entry are, where to maybe put snipers, what are contextually what is around them. So we can go fully around it and see kind of what the lay of the land is. You can see a highway behind it, things like that.
She pulls in the Artemis traffic feed to see if the emergency is affecting traffic. A widget in the program gives police and fire details about the chemical and highlights the area that should be evacuated. Raven 911 can also access schools, nursing homes with contact information and number of patients on oxygen, boat ramps, railroad crossings, and flooding information.
No one ever mapped out at 48 feet, here's where the river is, at 49 feet, here's where it is, at 50 feet, at 50, 51, 52, all the way up every foot, what streets are affecting, exactly where is that water. We had to go off GPS devices, and every foot as the river went up, mark where it was, so we could put that on the map.
More information is being added all the time, and all of it is checked and verified. The Ohio-Kentucky-Indiana Regional Council of Governments also helped out. The information is accessible to first responders who have been trained in 12 counties in Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. Eventually, all will access it by iPad. Other cities are interested, and Grimmelsman heard U.S. State Department Acting Undersecretary Rose Gottemoeller on NPR talking about how she was looking for a mapping system for nuclear plants.
Now, I hesitated about calling her office because, you know, here we are, small town Cincinnati. We've created this sort of grassroots program that I didn't know would be what she would be, if it were robust enough for what she had intended to do. She wanted to be able to map and evaluate and look contextually at nuclear facilities.
The State Department was receptive and has invited Grimmelsman to serve on the National Security Council and wants her to come to Washington to present her mapping system at an international conference in September. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.